Well, Riverview is going back to their bench now. Mountain Home is too, after getting a few shots in during the intermission. Again, we are just about to start the second half of the season opener for the Lady Bombers as they lead the Lady Raiders by a score of 26-15. We're glad to welcome you from the campus of Riverview High School in Searcy. It will be the Lady Raiders getting the ball to start this second half as they will be moving right to left. They're out on the floor, and Mountain Home is getting their last second instructions from head coach Del Leonard. Just about ready to get started back up as both teams are now out on the floor. It will be Parker Smith inbounding out on the near sideline. She gets it in to Bailey Davidson. We are back underway. Becca Smith on the left wing. She dribbles up between the circles. Matt Thome in a man-to-man defense. Now Smith dribbles to the right side. Gives it down in the corner to Davis. Back to Smith. She's going to take a screen dribble up to the top. Gives it to Giles on the left wing. Giles is going to drill towards the right elbow. Now going back into the paint. Now kicks it out on the left wing to Smith. Smith takes a screen, drills towards the corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. May have been partially blocked. The ball was a good hustle play by Bailey Davis. She knocked it right off a Mountain Home player. Ball goes out of bounds, and Riverview will keep possession as we are a little over about 33 seconds into this second half. Ball with Smith on the left corner. She's going to drill up to the wing. Up top to Giles. Drills towards the right side. Kicks it out to Smith up top. Smith with it. Dribbles toward the corner. Gives it there to Baker. Now Baker dribbles. Gives it to Davis on the right wing. Back to Baker. Giles has the ball knocked away, but she's able to secure it and keep possession for the Lady Raiders. Now she's going into the lane for the layup. She's going to be fouled, and she'll head to the free throw line. Emma Martin, that's her fourth personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the second half. Abby Giles back at the free throw line. She hits the first one here. So far, she is perfect from the charity stripe. Martin's going to take a seat as she's replaced by Kyra Penn. 6:55 left of the third quarter as Giles has a chance to cut Mount Holmes' lead back to single digits, and she does. She's now 6 of 6 from the charity stripe with 13 points, and it's 26-17 Mount Holmes on top. Here is Husky into the front court, throws to Yates on the left wing. Goes cross court to Gilbert. Thought about three, now dribbles towards the low block, gives it to Yates on the left side of the paint. Now tries to kick it back out to Gilbert. She couldn't handle the pass, goes out of bounds, and it will be Riverview's basketball on Mountain Home's seventh turnover of the night. 6:38 left of the third quarter. Mountain Home leading 26-17. Here is Giles across the timeline. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Penn. She throws it quickly to Husky. Into the front court to Yates. She's going to go up for the layup, and she's going to be called for the travel beforehand. Eighth turnover of the night against Mountain Home. 6:23 left of the third quarter. It is Riverview getting the ball back, trailing by 9. Here's Smith across the timeline, drills to the right wing. Now she's going down towards the paint. Her layup was blocked by Foreman, and Mountain Home comes up with the basketball. Here is Husky back the other way, giving it to Gilbert. Her layup blocked, but she also draws contact, and she'll hit to the free throw line. Bailey Davis picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one, here in the second half against the Lady Raiders. So Kate Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up, rolls around, and goes in. So that's her first point of the night, and that gives Mount Home a double-digit lead once again. Gilbert with one more free throw. Second shot is up, and she gets both. She now has 2 points. 28-17, Mount Home lead. And 6 minutes left of third quarter. Sorry about that. Here's Giles into the front court, drills to the right elbow, now going into the lane, going between two defenders for the layup. The ball rolls around and goes in. Abby Giles with 15 points. Husky quickly back the other way, throws it to Gilbert, back to Husky, to Penn. She's going to give it to Foreman on the low block. Her layup, no good, and Kyra Penn's going to be called for over the back. Penn picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two, against the Lady Bombers. Well, we're 5.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Riverview with the ball. Mountain Home leading 28-19. Here's Shiles drilling to the left elbow. Kicks out in the left corner to Bailey Davis. Her three-pointer does not go. Gilbert gets the rebound. She's quickly back the other way for the Lady Bombers. Gilbert has it. Throws it to a pin at the elbow. Back to Gilbert. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Kate Gilbert with 5 points. 31-19, Mountain Home leading it. 5:10 left of the third quarter. Giles across the timeline. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, and she gets the answer. Wow. 18 points now for Abby Giles. 31-22, Mountain Home leading it. Here is Penn with the ball. She's going to pull up just in the paint for the jumper. No good. Foreman looked like had the rebound. They had it knocked away. Ball goes outbounds. They're going to say last touch by Foreman. I think that was the correct call. And Riverview inbound on the far sideline with 4:45 left of the third quarter as they trail by nine. Here is Giles into the front court. Takes the screen. Still has it between the circles. Now she's going into the lane for the layup. No, I'm sorry, take it back. It rolls around and goes in. She now has 20 points. 7 point margin all of a sudden. 31-24, Mountain Home leading it. 4:22 left in the third quarter. Here is Husky throwing it to Penn in the paint. Now she kicks out to Yates in the right corner. Her jumper is up and in. Addison Yates with 12 points, and Mountain Home is going to take a timeout. 4:12 left of the third quarter. It is the Lady Bombers leading Riverview by a score of 33-24. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Well, Yates now with 12 points after that jumper there in the right corner. And it's a 9-point lead for the Lady Bombers, 33-24. A little over 4 minutes left of this third quarter. Here is Giles into the front court for the Lady Raiders. She's going back into the lane, and she's going to draw another foul as she drives in well before the shot. So that's it'll be Riverview inbounding the ball. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her third personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the second half. 4:04 left of the third quarter. Inbound pass goes up top to Davis. Over to Giles. She's going to pull up for another three. This one will not go. Looked good for a moment. Foreman had the rebound but shoved her feet as she was having trouble controlling it. And another turnover against Mountain Home. 3:56 left of the third quarter. Riverview with the ball trailing by nine. It will be Davis inbounding on the far sideline. She gets into Giles. Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Giles is going to dribble once again down into the paint, going up for the layup, and good. Well, Abby Giles is definitely the one keeping Riverview in this game. She now has 22 points, 33-26. The Lady Raiders trail Mountain Home. Addison Yates back the other way, going on the low block for the layup. Good. Addison Yates with 14 points now. She is Mountain Home's leading scorer. 35-26. Here is Giles back the other way, giving it to Smith. Smith going towards the low block. Now throws it up top to Davis. Now over on the right side to Baker. Baker will give it to Smith. Now Giles has it once again between the circles. She's going to pull up for another three. I kind of saw that coming. Couldn't get it to go. And Mountain Home gets the rebound back quickly the other way. Here is Emily Payne. She loses the handle of the ball. Ball is still loose. Now they're going to call a jump ball, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball on the possession arrow. Yadira Nunez checking into the game for Riverview as she will replace Alexa Gray. 2:57 left of the third quarter. Foreman takes an inbound pass at the top. Gives it to Yates in the paint. She's going to go up for another layup off the glass and in. Addison Yates now with 16 points. And it's a double-digit lead once again for the Lady Bombers. 37-26 our score. 2:42 left of the third quarter. Here is Shaw back the other way. She's going to pull up for the jumper just inside the three-point line. Misses everything, and Nunez could not save it, and it will be Mountain's best ball after it goes out of bounds. Well, Riverview's going to go with the zone press. Husky's going to inbound it to Payne. back to Husky. Chips throws it to Gilbert. Tries to give it to Yates. But Foreman's right there in the front court in perfect position. Now ball goes to Yates in the corner. Her basket counts off the glass and in, and she is fouled. Aston Yates will go to the line for the and-one situation. I believe they get Abby Giles with that free throw. I mean, with that foul. No, I'm sorry. They get Nunez. Yadira Nunez with her second personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Raiders here in the second half. Nunez is going to take a seat as she's replaced by Gray. Aston Yates' free throw is up and in. She is now 3-of-3 from the free throw line with 19 points. 40-26, Mountain Home on top. 2:20 left of the third quarter. Here is Giles back the other way, throwing it over on the left side to Smith. Smith will dribble up between the circles after taking the screen. Now gives it on the right side to the Baker. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound. Will actually be controlled by no one. It goes out of bounds. Davis was trying to chase it down, but she couldn't catch up to it. 2:07 left of the third quarter as Mount Hall will get the ball back. Baker takes a seat as she's replaced by Mary Williams. Zone press once again for Riverview. Here is Husky with the ball, and now she's going to be tied up, and it will be Riverview's basketball on the possession arrow. That's the 10th turnover against Mountain Home. That's definitely one category Riverview's winning at. They have done a good job of taking care of the ball. Here is Giles with the ball up at the top. She's going to dribble down towards the paint. Now goes back out to the wing, now between the circles. Now Sherr pass to Gray is knocked away, stolen by Mountain Home. Third turnover against Riverview. Here is Husky back the other way with it. She throws up top to Payne. Over to Gilbert on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Yates. She puts it back up off the glass and in. 21 points for Aston Yates. 11 of those here in the third quarter alone. 42-26. Mountain Home on top. 1:25 left of the third quarter. And now back the other way. Yates is going to be called for the reach-in foul. She just got a little too aggressive there with Giles. That is Yates' first personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home here in the second half. Peyton Husky is going to check out of this game as she's replaced by Leah Jackson. Davis takes the inbound pass. Her pass is knocked away, stolen by Yates. Back comes Mountain Home. Yates is going to give it down to Foreman on the low block. She's trying to look for a way to get a layup, but she's going to be fouled well before the shot. That foul is called on Mary Williams as her second personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Raiders. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert there on the low block. She puts up the layup off the glass and in. Kate Gilbert now with 7 points, 44-26, Mountain Home leading at 1 minute left of this third quarter. Here is Smith back the other way. She's going to give it to Davis. Now to Gray. Her shot partially blocked. Ball was saved in by Baker, but she threw it right off the leg of her teammate. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball. Yates gets the inbound pass. Dangerous will throw, but they do break the press. Here's Gilbert back the other way, trying to give it to Foreman. Ball was knocked away. Last touch by the Lady Raiders. Mount Holmes got to be a little more careful with that ball, but they will keep possession with 44.8 seconds left of the third quarter as they lead by 18. Payne will inbound it on the baseline, getting it to Yates. She's going to go in for the layup. Good. Aston Yates now with 23 points, 13 of those in the third quarter. 35 seconds left of the period. Ball goes over on the right side to Baker. Down to Williams, back to Baker. Now she drills between the circles, gives over on the left side to Davis. Davis back over to Baker on the right wing. She's going to go down towards the lane. Now Williams has it, and a foul is going to be called on Emily Payne. That is her second personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home. 20.1 seconds left as Riverview inbound it on the far sideline right in front of their own bench. It will be Williams inbounding it to Smith. She has it up at the top, now drills to the left side. Gives it in the corner to Daisy Basinger, who checked in a moment ago. Ball goes out of bounds. Through on stay, last touched by Mountain Home. It will be Riverview's basketball once again with 12.7 seconds left. As Mountain Home leads by 20, 46-26 our score. Inbound pass knocked away. Ball still loose, now stolen by Foreman. Riverview with their fifth turnover. Here is Mountain Home in the front court. Gilbert has it on the left wing, 5 seconds left. Ball goes to Payne. Now to Gilbert. She's going to pull up for the three. It's a buzzer. This is everything. A rebound controlled by Riverview, and that's the way this third quarter is going to end. Only 8 minutes left to play. Our score after three quarters. Mountain Home leading Riverview 46-26. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good.